Hello there. I'm Joe Burgoyne, host for Options Talk with OIC. You know, options can be a complex product, but we hope today's show will help take away some of the mystique about it. The Options Industry Council was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. So here are a couple ways to stay in touch. You can become a fan of OIC on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at options_edu and join our group OIC on LinkedIn. Today we are going to talk about how to get started in trading options, what you need to know right from the beginning, the risks and rewards of trading options, and some suggestions and strategies to get you going. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's introduce our guests for today's topic on getting your start in options. We've got Bo Nobel, who is an OIC instructor. Bo, thanks for coming on the show.
It's great being here, Joe. Thank you. Good morning.
Now, Bo, you from Philly, from Chicago? Where are you from?
I'm a Philly guy, last 30 years. Been to Chicago a few times, but I was in town last night and had a wonderful dinner. And I let you know that I met Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and thanked him for all the great seasons of basketball that he gave us. And it is wonderful to be here. It's a beautiful town and really enjoy it. Thanks a lot.
Well, we're glad you could make it. Boy, I'm sorry I wasn't with you last night. Now, give me an idea what you do in the options business and your background in the industry.
Well, my background, I guess, it all started in a log cabin where I was where I used to read Options as a Strategic Investment by Firelight. No, just kidding. I came to the American Stock Exchange in 1981. I was a clerk there for 6 months. I thought I knew enough to reach out, open my own company, and I did. And I will tell you, my first week of trading in my own account, I lost $7,000.
Great start.
So it was a wonderful start. I kept my head down, learned a lot, read a lot, surrounded myself with the smartest people I could find, and had a pretty good run at it till about 2004.
Well, that's fantastic. I do appreciate you being here today. And also we have from our OIC call center, we've got Jeff Huddleston, a senior specialist of investor services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Hello, Jeff. What
hey,
do you
Joe.
Do over at the OCC?
Well, I've been with the OCC for 22 years. I've been in the our operations area. The last 10 years of my time at OCC, I've been in our call center where I answer investors' phone calls, I answer emails, and I answer chats. So that's pretty much it.
Well, thank you both for being here today. Let's get it going.
Okay, good.
Now, options can be a complex product to know and understand. What should an investor do first in order to get started? Jeff, you want to take that one?
Sure. In my opinion, there are a few general things to consider along with a few specific things all investors should consider when getting started in options. Generally speaking, don't plan to learn everything about options before trying the product. Once upon a time, our call center used to send out a CD. It was called the Options Investigator, a very popular product, which is now online. We no longer have the hard copy to send out. But we'd get calls from investors, and I just kind of got the feel that investors thought they needed to know everything on the CD before they made their first trade. And at some point, they were just overwhelmed and thought, well, this just isn't for me. With that in mind, what I think an investor should do using the information from our website is to just start small. If you're going to do a covered call, you do a podcast on covered calls, And our website does also offer the ability to paper trade. So if you're learning about covered calls, why not try a paper trade using the covered call?
Fantastic, Jeff. I love that advice. Now, Bo, are options suitable for all investors?
Really, only the investor and the financial advisor can truly determine if options are the right trading tool in a portfolio. I guess some of the questions you have to ask yourself, are you an active or a passive investor?
Now, who wants to take the active investor?
Let me take a shot at that. An active investor is someone that will look at their position on a regular basis, that will monitor their position, I'd say, it's hard to quantify, but qualifying it, I'd say a few times a week. It's not a buy and hold type of investor. It's someone that is looking to move their position around, trade against a position, maybe close a position, reopen one. And again, it's not quantifiable, but it's a person that's active.
Okay. Now, Jeff, how about the passive investor?
The passive investor is opposite of what Bo said. Where Bo said, obviously, an active investor is a little bit more involved in the day-to-day of their portfolio. A passive investor is a buy-and-hold kind of guy or person. They don't necessarily care that the market's up or down today. They care about it 2 years from now. So an example might be somebody who buys leap options, sits on it, and then re-looks into the position a couple months from now.
Okay, right. Those leaps are those long-term options. So, okay, very good. Now, you know, we always try to focus on both the risks and benefits in our conversations. Jeff, would you mind getting started in that area?
Sure. You know, options can be used to manage risk, but they are not risk-free, something people should always keep in mind. They provide flexibility and leverage that you may not receive with other financial instruments, which I guess you would consider that or could consider that a benefit. But like securities, including stocks and bonds and mutual funds, options carry no guarantees, and you must be aware that it's possible to lose all your principal you invest, and sometimes more. As an option holder, you risk the entire amount of the premium you pay.
Okay. So there's some of the option basics. We read through the disclosure document, consult with your financial advisor, and now we're raring to go. What's the next step, Bo?
I think you need to pick an equity or an index or an ETF you're familiar with. I would say do a little paper trading, get some education. Maybe you want to go to the OIC website, optionseducation.org. They have a virtual trading simulator. They have position simulators.
Both of those tools are great, Bo. That position simulator as well as the virtual trading simulator.
I agree.
Anything else?
Yeah. You should consider buying one lots, maybe two lots, calls, maybe a put, maybe a spread, whatever you feel most comfortable with. Consider buying one call or one put or at least a one-lot spread in your equity or index. Run it through a simulator. Examine the risk. It's a good idea to paper trade, like I said, before you're actually committing your capital. And it's extremely important to actually make a trade at some point. Do it with minimal risk. You'll be amazed how different a real position can be versus a simulation.
Fantastic, Bo. Now, Jeff, help me on the strategy side. Are there certain strategies that are good for novice investors?
No, I think there's a few, and one of those might be a covered call. A covered call does not come from, the risk from a covered call doesn't come from an option, but it comes from the stock you are already holding in your portfolio. This could be a little confusing, and if you get confused, you can call me at 1-888-OPTIONS.
Is that your home number?
No. That's our call center.
Oh, okay.
That's 1-888-OPTIONS. I'm starting to sound like an infomercial, but I think it's important for people to realize that they really have a live human being that they can talk to discuss certain strategies. And, you know, we don't give advice in our call center, but we certainly could walk through the risks and rewards of any type of strategy.
And you do a phenomenal job, you and the group out there at the Options Call Center. Well, phenomenal job.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Now, anything else you want to elaborate on, Jeff?
Remember, I, along with my colleagues, can take your emails, take your phone calls, or if you prefer to chat, there's a little button on our website to chat. Click on it at certain times of the day, and then you're talking to a live person. We're there 5 days a week. Typically, we open at 7:30 a.m. Central Time, and any questions, no matter how crazy they may seem, just call us. We're glad to talk.
Excellent, Jeff. Bo, Any strategies you'd like to add?
I'm an options trader. So what worked for me is starting out with a calendar spread. This strategy gives the investor a sense of time decay for near-month options and the relative decay for further out months. The cost of a calendar is very nominal, and acting or reacting to the equity volatility or the market moves will develop a great fundamental skill for equity options trading.
Now, before we wrap up for today, are there any words of wisdom the two of you would like to offer to our investors about getting started in this options universe?
I think once you get started, once you use your simulator, once you start to get some spreads done, I need everyone to realize how important it is to use your time wisely. Remember, options are very time sensitive. I think you need to develop a trading plan that will maximize your return. And I think you need to keep your investment objectives and your risk tolerance in mind at all times.
Anything to add, Jeff?
You know, Bo did a great job. The one thing I might add is where he says to develop a plan, make sure that plan also has an exit strategy. People are usually very good about what they're doing when they enter into a trade with no idea of when am I going to get out. So an exit strategy.
Great point. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks to Bo and Jeff for stopping by to offer their wonderful insights. Bo is an OIC instructor, so be sure to keep an eye out for him on the seminar circuit. And if you ever want to talk to Jeff, he did give you his home phone number, or reach out to any of the knowledgeable staff at the OIC Help Desk, please do dial them at 1-888-OPTIONS. Don't forget to check out our website, www.optionseducation.org. There's plenty there to assist you in learning more about options. And we're always looking for your feedback on the show, so email us at options@theocc.com. Lastly, don't forget the social links we provided at the beginning of our show. You can join us at LinkedIn, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening, and remember, a little options education goes a long way.